It's a virtual fair week.
Oh my gosh, Greg.
Denise Owens is here.
Yes, well, virtually, I'm looking exhausted because virtually we would have had a fantastic concert last night and Toby Keith loved Jackson. But don't get confused. He'll be back in 2021. But we, you know, this past weekend, we had the fair food drive-through, which would have kicked off our fair week, you know, per se. So a little bit of that fair flavor. And it was very successful. It actually was a little better than our first one, which all the vendors said, oh, the second one's never as good as. Well, guess what? We proved them wrong. And Jackson proved that they love their fair food.
They do, don't they?
They do. We had a great turnout. Well over 1,500 cars came through.
Wow.
And you know, our new layout made it go a lot faster. The most, that I was aware of, and we monitored all weekend long, is the longest wait was an hour and 15 minutes. Now, compared to 3 hours, people were smiling by the time they got to the fair food entrance. So it worked out really well. Will we have a third one? Not 100% sure yet. Just kind of taking a look at the calendar. Even though, you know, there's really, they say nothing is going on. We still do have things going on in Keeley Park that we kind of have to work around. I know Emily's going to be, she's going to be putting out there another drive-in movie night. And we've got some actually some really fun plans that are going to take us right into October, which as soon as those are cemented, we'll be talking about those. But virtual fair week, you know, we were talking last week. I would have moved into the fairgrounds on Wednesday of last week because that's what it takes to get everything ready. We would have had all kinds of, you know, wonderful people coming in from our free act people to our stage people. And it's very melancholy. And even the food vendors, you know, we went around, everybody had a smile on their face, but it is just, you know, deer in the headlights when you look in their eyes. But they felt really good about what we did, and they're having the opportunity around a different fairgrounds to do that. I know, I believe Hillsdale's is this coming weekend. So, you know, and we share a number of the same vendors. So it's fun.
Everybody's looking, you know, to do something.
Right. And, you know, this is a huge help to the food vendors and for them to, and even Jerry Price from Fisk Fries, you know, he was always really good about making sure I had a number of his trailers because obviously Fisk is iconic and we did and they did really well. But this time we had the Boy Scouts and they even said, you know, for their year when they do so many things, Fair Week is their big major event. So we certainly didn't do what they would have done in a week's time at the fair, but they did very well for those 2 days, and the community really supported them.
What about the 4-H? How was that washed out?
Well,
Denise?
You know, we had a great several weeks ago. Jason Gerke from the FFA program put out there a jackpot show, which with all of the COVID restrictions and everything, we had a number of kids that participated. And the Wednesday before they did that, and it's been 2 weeks, 3 weeks by now, mm-hmm. when I went down to the swine barn, which is barn 11, and they were setting the pens for the animals to start coming in. What happened is the swine came in on Wednesday night and then they went home on Thursday, then the beef came in on Thursday, blah blah blah. Anyway, I had to walk out of the barn because I could just feel the tears welling up in my eyes as they're setting those pens. And but when the kids came in and then were showing starting on Thursday, the smiles on their faces, and it was 4-H and FFA kids, it was huge. You could just tell. And the energy on the grounds. Even my grounds guys were saying it was so nice to see, you know, all the animals and all the kids trotting back and forth. So to say that, also the extension office, Brittany James, has done a good job in getting the programming and making sure that the kids weren't stuck with their projects, the projects being their animals, that they were able to, the kids were able to sell them.
Good
so,
deal.
Yeah. So nobody, hopefully nobody got hurt by that. And they did have, some of it was a virtual experience, and some of the kids that were able to come to the jackpot show were actual experiences. So it was as good as it could have been, actually. And I'm looking forward to tying up that program. But that leads into, you know, some of the changes that we are going to be able to show by having this extra, you know, year. We are going to see some changes and some updating in the Gumper building, and I'm looking forward to that. Brittany is going to be doing some changes in the 4-H, our youth aspect of our book. And so there's going to be some new opportunities for kids. And we are making some changes in the other part of the fair book. So those are some of the big things that we, you know, when we think about them, it's too late because the book is out by May 15th and I start putting out contracts in January. All that kind of stuff is kind of rushed. Well, it's not rushed this year. So we are finding things that we can, you know, that we can take advantage of. And that's what this is all about.
You mentioned the grounds and the grounds look fantastic, don't they?
Don't they look fantastic?
Yeah.
They do. And Chris Witchin, who is our grounds guy, when he came to me early in the spring, and we order all our flowers a year in advance, so they're planted for us in different nurseries. So he came to me, and he's like, what are we going to do? I'm like, my goodness, plant them. And Keeley Park would want that, too. The Parks Department wanted that, too. I think people were super impressed. Any of those folks that came to the fair drive or the food drive-through, they would have noticed on that area where you drive between the Gumper Building and the wall that we have there, that Chris put all these beautiful baskets and the flags, and it was stunning. And I looked at him, and I go, Chris, we have to do that for Fair Week. He goes, I knew you were going to say that. So it is. It's beautiful. The grounds are beautiful. The flowers are beautiful. And we've got a few tweakings that we're going to do in regards to the grounds come September. But for the most part, what they saw, they're only going to see even more come Fair Week. And the trees are going to be even bigger. The shade's going to be even a little more. But, I mean, it's definitely, it would have been terrific this year.
How about that tree that got electrocuted down there? That was unbelievable, the size of that.
Yes, I was actually out of town, and I got a text immediately. Well, until you actually drove in the grounds on Monday morning when it was still laying there, except for they got it out of the street. The immense trunk, I mean, it was just ginormous.
I just can't imagine how much that weighed.
Oh, it really was unbelievable. And now if you drive by, unfortunately, you see the ugly backside of the old fair office, which is supposed to be coming down any day. I've been told that, and we know that. But could that tree have hit the building? Oh, no. It took out three nice pine trees, but it couldn't hit the building. And, I mean, it literally fell right down, crushed the fence. So now it's temporary fencing in different areas. But, yeah, that was something. Again,
lucky we didn't make it into the street.
Well, and it did. Yeah. And the city actually came down and helped getting it out of the street. Yeah, until JDOT could get out there and take care of it for us. But, you know, again, the curse of 2020. I just sent a message to somebody that was like, I cannot believe what happened. I'm like, it is the curse of 2020. So everything bad that is going to happen in all of our lives is going to be done by December 31st, 2020, because I will not tolerate it, you know, into 21. So
again, most people know all the acts that you had lined up and worked hard to obtain will be back next year. They've all agreed to come back.
Absolutely. So those folks out there that still held on to their tickets, and by the way, thank you. That does help the fair. That, you know, we had some folks that did refund some of those, and that's terrific. I believe no one really knows what their life is going to be like in a year, but thank you to those folks that did, because those tickets will be absolutely the same. And even though they'll have the 2020 date on them, and matter of fact, take a little pen, put a 21, so you don't have to look at that 2020 again come next year. But yes, they're all coming back. Super excited. And we did do the one thing to prep for them. We enlarged our backstage area. Our backstage area moved from about 200 and some feet to 400 because Toby Keith and Leonard Skinner, they have a lot of semis and they have a lot of buses. And we are going to make sure that when they come into the Jackson County Fair, they're going to be super impressed with what we've done to accommodate them. And it just sets the tone for future. You know, we're now at a level, and we know that Jackson will support it. We're at a level that we are going to bring in acts if the touring opportunities come up, and I know that they will. But that's what we're looking at the future. You know, we're to be reckoned with, Aaron Jackson.
So, Denise, this will be a rough week for some that have been so invested into the fair.
Exactly, and it is. And you know what, Greg? I'm actually going out of town this week. It's too depressing to be here. But I can assure everybody, you know, there is nobody that loves the fair more than my fair office staff and the park staff. And we're all kind of, you know, rubbing each other on the shoulder or hitting elbows, I should say. Nobody's touching anybody. But yeah, it is rough. It's rough for the vendors. I spoke to our carnival company, Blake Houston, the other day. And, you know, their company is international. But, I mean, they have lost so many. They've lost all of their fairs except for a couple in Ohio. And I just can't even imagine, because there's so much support staff that goes with every part of the fair. You know, not just Carnival Company. Not just my office staff is, you know, reduced down to one.
It expands.
Yes,
different
it does. And
tentacles.
We have a lot of wonderful people in this community that come out and work for the fair for Fair Week. And it's extremely hard on them. Shelley Kerstetter is the main one, and I mean, she's having a hard time dealing with the fact that she's not backstage dealing with those folks because she's kept their dressing room so nice and waiting on all these people and just, you know, having a wonderful time. So it's hard on her too, because she's also somebody that's involved with the raceway, and with no fans, that's kind of, you know,
same thing.
Exactly.
Well, we'll let you go on vacation.
Thank you. It's good to see you.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Denise Owens from the Jackson County Fair and Flower Festival 2021. Put that on your calendar.